Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hello again, everybody. In this hour, you are the reporters, you are the analysts, you are the experts, you are the guests. First on Anthony Weiner, then we'll try to have a piece of the national conversation about race that the president and others want us to have. And millennials in particular, if you were born after 1980, get ready to call in and tell us if you think President Obama was right in saying that his kids' generation gets race better than his generation or older. But Weiner first, and let's do an informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific poll of listeners who supported Anthony Weiner before yesterday's revelations. If that included you, do you still support him today? Now, all our lines are already full on this. Surprise, surprise. But before we go to your phone calls, I just want to replay a couple of things. One is a moment of Weiner's appearance on this program as he was getting back into the race in May. So here's about a minute and a half of our exchange about his scandal. Any other shoes to drop on this that maybe you want to get out yourself before somebody else does?
Well, I can. It is what it is, in that, you know, New Yorkers have seen, frankly, people all over the world have seen. I did these inappropriate things over an extended period of time with more than one person. I've frankly turned other people's lives upside down who are at the other end of these communications, and these women are not public figures, but people may decide they want to come forward and say, here's another email that I got or another photo that, but I'm certainly not going to do that. And so people may hear things that are true. They may hear things that are not true, but I'm going to try to keep leaning forward and talking about the issues important to New York City.
And one more thing on this, then we'll talk about running the city of New York. Why shouldn't people be wary that something like this could happen again and become a distraction from doing your job as mayor? Stuff wasn't supposed to happen again with Bill Clinton when he was elected president, but he apparently couldn't help himself even in the Oval Office.
Well, look, this is something that, you know, my wife and I have gone through some difficult – I put her through some very difficult things, and we work on this, and it's – you know, she says it's in the rearview mirror, but it's not far in the rearview mirror. I have learned some difficult lessons, and I have put these things behind me. I am trying to move forward and talk about the things that I care about. But this behavior is regrettable. I deeply regret it. It hurt me and my family very much. It let down a lot of people, and it's behind me.
And you're how confident that it won't happen again?
It is behind me.
It is behind me. Anthony Weiner said on the show in May as he was getting back in the race, what it didn't occur to me to ask at that time was, did this continue to go on after you resigned from Congress? And that's, of course, what we learned that was new yesterday. And here, in case you missed it, is part of the statement read by Weiner's wife, Huma Abedin, yesterday, vocally standing, I'll say beside, not behind, beside her man and his campaign.
Anthony's made some horrible mistakes, both before he resigned from Congress and after. But I do very strongly believe that that is between us in our marriage. We discussed all of this before Anthony decided he would run for mayor. So really what I want to say is I love him. I have forgiven him. I believe in him. And as we have said from the beginning, we are moving forward.
Huma Abedin, and there you go. Now it's up to you, people. If you supported Anthony Weiner yesterday at this time, do you still support him today? 212-433-WNYC. As people finish up and their lines open up, Marcy and Canarsie are on WNYC. Really, Marcy and Canarsie?
Yes, I am.
Hi there.
How are you?
What are you thinking?
Well, I think that, you know, I'm a psychotherapist, so I really always want to believe in, you know, we make mistakes, we transform ourselves, we learn, we move forward, we redeem ourselves. But I think, you know, this is more of an entrenched pattern than I would have thought. And I just feel like, yes, it is a distraction. And I just feel like this type of behavior tends to repeat itself, and I'm not so confident that I can move beyond at this point.
Is there something – and so you were a Weiner supporter, though?
Yes, I was.
Is there something – that you would observe as a psychologist about the fact that's new to us here, which is that even after he was caught and resigned from Congress and was in tears and everything else and trying to patch stuff up with his wife, that something like this took place even a year later?
I know. It seems to me to be more of a deeply ingrained kind of compulsive behavior, unfortunately. And I think those things are incredibly difficult to eradicate even under the best of circumstances. And I wish him all the luck because I think that human beings are fallible and certainly we make mistakes, but I think we have bigger issues to deal with and I don't want to put all my eggs in the basket of trust and faith, you know?
Marcy, call us again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Marcia in Queens. You're on WNYC. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Brian. I love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was a supporter and I'm still a supporter. I just think in this day and age, in our technological world, that texting, sexting is flirting. And I, you know, I saw the news this morning and they're carrying on. He had it, this scandal, this affair. I mean, I think you got to put something somewhere to have an affair. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Are you married?
Yes.
How would you feel if you found out that your husband was having what I guess has been characterized as phone sex? Now, it wasn't even just sexting. It was a phone conversation, at least one with this 22-year-old woman. If your husband was doing that, would you say, oh, it's just flirting, it's nothing?
Well, no. I mean, it's certainly an issue for his wife. And if I found out my wife were doing that, I'd be plenty upset. And we'd have to deal with it. But I don't think it would disqualify her from working in the field that she works in, which is with children and psychology and stuff, you know. So I just think it's mm-hmm. a sign of the times. Mm-hmm. It's a sign of the technological times we're in. It has this air of anonymity. Mm-hmm. And it's an issue, but it's an issue for his wife.
And I apologize, by the way. I should have asked. If your spouse and
I'm cool, Brian. I know how you roll.
So, but I take the detail from your answer, Marcia. Thank you very much. Keep calling us, Steve in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, Brian. I was a Wiener supporter until this morning. I pretty much liked him politically, and I was also very interested in keeping Christine Quinn out, given that she thwarted the voice of the people with. Putting Bloomberg in for a third term, and I was willing to give him a second chance if he learned his lesson, but he clearly didn't. He's lost our trust, and I don't think we need this right now. Enough is enough. I'll look forward to Wiener's return in 6 years.
Why did he lose your trust? What is it about the trust that you can have in him as an elected official? You heard what our first, our caller just now was saying. This is not about that.
Well, I'm pretty open on social affairs. I don't mind sex scandals. What I do mind is that he's led us down this road twice already and not coming clean, completely clean, and putting it all out in front of us and getting rid of it the first time round, and then continuing after he resigned from Congress and then continues knowing this is going to come back to bite him and then entering the race. It just tells me that this guy is not yet figured it out, and he's not prepared to be mayor at this time. We don't need scandal in Gracie Mansion.
Steve, thank you very much. And I guess Anthony Weiner was willing to roll the dice that this particular detail, that it continued after his resignation from Congress, came out, because he must have known that this would cause a big public reaction, that particular detail would. But he decided to take the risk that it wouldn't emerge. Louise in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Louise.
Oh, hi, Brian. I wanted to say that, to me, the issue is not so much the whole issue of sex, but the issue of lying. The fact that he was having interviews last summer with People magazine and the New York Times saying that how he had moved on and all this. And at the same time, he's busy doing this thing that he said he wasn't doing anymore. He lied. And liars don't just lie about one thing. So I don't want a politician or anybody as mayor who is a proven liar.
Right. I wonder about the lying. We were discussing this in the office today. You talked about People magazine last summer and things like that. Maybe
yes.
There was some stuff that I didn't see. We were trying to figure out, because a lot of the critics today are saying he's not only a flirter and a et cetera, but he's a liar. We went into the transcript of Wiener's resignation speech from 2011 to see if there was anything in there that indicated that he was saying his behavior was ending then. There's no smoking gun. He referred to wanting to heal from the damage that I have caused, caused past tense. But, you know, that said, there doesn't appear to be any concrete moment, at least in his resignation announcement, when he says it's over, that we can compare with the timeline we know now. So you have some different source for that?
Well, I heard about that. I actually didn't read the People magazine article or the New York Times. I heard, I believe it was on NYC, I think it was the BBC had somebody who was talking about it, but and they mentioned those two pieces. But I haven't actually read them, but they were doing a timeline, and they suggested, so it's just secondhand information, that he had indicated in those interviews that he had, you know,
had stopped
doing this and had gone through whatever therapy or whatever it was, or, you know, meetings with his wife or whatever, and that was over, you know, it was behind him, as you quoted.
Right. All right. Thank you very much. Lisa in Bayside, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning, Brian. I really feel that if we were to hold everyone accountable who's in elected office for their discretions, we'd have a pretty thin-looking roster. And I think that we really have to realize what the issues are for New York City and think about that, put that ahead of how we feel about his personal life. Yes, it's shocking, but I also feel that because we're in a society now where everything that was hidden comes to the fore very quickly, and I realize that it's happened in a succession of times, but I feel that we should look beyond that and try to really ask ourselves, how would Wiener govern and what would he do for us? And I'm a supporter. Thank you.
On a policy level, do you want to say why you're such a supporter?
Because I think he's tough, and I think he's really fair on the issues, and I think that's what we need, and we need someone who can speak for the people, who hasn't been in like a Christine Quinn in office, and is already have too many people in her corner backing her for reasons that many of us want to question.
Lisa, thank you very much. By the way, my producer just looked up that People magazine interview, which I guess was 1 week before the chats that were revealed yesterday. In other words, it was last summer, just before these chats, which were also last summer, took place, according to these published reports. And he said in that, I'm very happy with my present life, and his wife Huma said, Anthony has spent every day since the scandal trying to be the best dad and husband he can be. I'm proud to be married to him. So again, not that she would have known what was going on, and not that he actually lied, though he said, I'm very happy with my present life. Well, maybe he wasn't so happy, so for what it's worth. Harriet in Flushing, you're on WNYC. Hi, Harriet.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. Were you a Wiener supporter yesterday?
Yesterday, yes. Hold on a second. Yesterday, yes, but today, no.
Why?
He's a liar, you know? I mean, he couldn't keep his stuff to himself for another 4 years. I mean, come on. Come on. How long? You know, it was just a year ago, and he can't keep his stuff to himself. I'm just not a supporter. He's a big liar. You can't trust him. And I don't want other states saying, oh, look at the mayor or other cities, look at the mayor of New York City, you know, making those Wiener jokes.
How about what his wife said? That doesn't sway you to keep considering him?
Oh, no. She's been schooled by the show Scandal. You know, she's learning, you know, she can make a deal.
She's watched too much Scandal. Maybe she's watched too much of The Good Wife.
Or that show. I've never seen Good Wife, but I've seen Scandal. And I think she's taken some cues from Scandal. And she's learning, you know what, I can feed my child on my own. I can make it on my own, you know. This will be just a chapter in her life.
Harriet, thank you very much. And we're going to leave it there, folks. Obviously, we could go on and on and on and on and on and on with your Wiener calls. But there's a sampling, I think, of some of the opinion that's out there. And we call it an informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer Show call-in poll, and that's exactly what it is. Don't take any trends from what we heard. We certainly had no trouble finding people who were on either side of the question who were Anthony Wiener supporters yesterday. So maybe that indicates something, thoroughly unscientific. But we got some of the language out there, some of people's feelings out there. Thank you very much for sharing all of that. And you can join the very active conversation on our webpage for this at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.